Next patient is Karen Perry, K-A-R-E-N-P-E-R-R-Y, 7-22-65. Both people are for today. Karen comes in today with chief complaint of abdominal pain, lower abdominal pain to be exact, possible UTI, recurrent UTIs, palpitations, neck pain, arm pain, history of severe pulmonary, fibromyalgia with polymyositis causing her pain, leg swelling. She's also taken Aricept or Celcept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, that gets checked by a rheumatologist on a regular basis. She has a family history of stroke, pelvic pain, lymphadenopathy, history of cough, recent congestion, recent antibiotic that was started by a pulmonologist. Patient has no allergies. Social, she's married. She used to work for the Aviation Transportation Department in Houston. She's retired, of course. She was given an opportunity for a lung transplant, which she declined. She's O2 dependent. She has an O2 in place because of her pulmonary fibrosis. She's married, has children. Last period, 2016, never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. Surgery, only C-section times 2. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes induced by prednisone, pulmonary fibrosis, chronic shortness of breath, polymyositis, fibromyalgia. Surgery, only C-section. I said that. Immunization, COVID immunization times 3, up to date. Medication includes losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine, Celcept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T. She's currently off metformin, prednisone from 5 milligram to 20 milligram per discretion of the pulmonologist, zithromycin 253 times a week. Review of system as above. Family history, positive for stroke, multiple myeloma in dad. Mom was hit by a drunk driver when she was only 14 years old. As I said, she's married. She has 2 children. Mammogram in 2 weeks. Colonoscopy, she could not have a colonoscopy because they didn't want to put her to sleep, so they did a DNA colon cancer test, which was negative. Pap smear in June. These are all different lines. Blood work, which will be CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, LDL, B12, hemoglobin A1C, vitamin D, will be drawn by her rheumatologist that checks her on a regular basis. An exam, 253 pounds. Patient's weight is up 10 pounds. 97%, 98, 16, 80, 159 over 90. Heart positive, one positive, versus 2. Lungs, ronchi, aroused, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, soft, doughy, obese. Neck shows lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neurological, non-focal. Assessment, number 1, urinary tract infection. Patient currently on Vantin, V-A-N-T-I-N, per rheumatologist, which should cover the urinary tract infection. Some of the discomfort may be related to her vaginal yeast infection, which develops frequently on zithromycin, Vantin, now, and prednisone. Add Diflucan, 200 milligram once a day. Next number is a gram of Rosefina IM now. Next number is obtain urine for CNS. Next number, come back in 3 days. Next number, take the Diflucan 200 on a daily basis. Next number is hypertension, barely controlled. Next number is part of that is because of the prednisone that she's on. Next number, she will use us as her primary care physician from now. Next number, we'll get blood work, as I mentioned. Next, blood draw at the specialist office. Next number is immunization with COVID is up to date, times 3. Next number is swelling in the legs, could be multifactorial. Nevertheless, we looked at them today via ultrasound to make sure there was no DVT or PVD present. None was noted. This may be all related to her prednisone. Next number, recommended taking the amlodipine at nighttime. Next number, because of pelvic pain, we did an abdominal pain, we looked at her abdomen. There was nothing significant noted on the ultrasounds. Next number, Rosefin now, Diflucan, as was mentioned, and culture for CNS has been ordered. Next number, pap smear will be done in June next month. Next number, colonoscopy is not recommended at this time. Next number is because of vertigo and family history of cancer. We looked at her carotids, and the carotids look good. No evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number is because of a polymyositis, leg pain. We looked at her arm pain to make sure there was no vascular issues or disturbances. None was found. Next number, she does have mild gastroesophageal reflux. Because of that, we looked at her abdomen. She does have what looks like a very small polyp in her gallbladder, which importance is not known at this time. Next number is recurrent UTI. Because of her UTI, we looked at her kidney. There's no evidence of kidney damage or a genesis of one kidney or another noted. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted on Vantin already. Next one was pulmonary hypertension has caused, pulmonary fibrosis has caused the increase in the size of the right ventricle, which was noted with LVH, most likely related to her hypertension. Next number is the cause of vertigo is multifactorial, but does not appear to be related to her any kind of stenotic lesion in the carotid. Next number is new medication list created. Next number, we'll obtain regular blood work and follow patient closely. Thank you.